From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. In the latest acreage estimate report for the southern region, Alabama corn at 300,000 acres is down 15% from 2021. Cotton at 425,000 acres is up 5%, and peanuts at 190,000 acres are up 3%. Florida corn at 80,000 acres is down 16%. Cotton at 95,000 acres is up 3%, and peanuts at 160,000 acres are down 6%. And Georgia corn at 430,000 acres is down 10%. Cotton at 1.2 million acres is up 3%. And peanuts at 730,000 acres are down 3%. Farmers are invited to submit nominations for the 2023 Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year contest, co-sponsored by Purina. It's the fifth annual contest that celebrates farm dogs and the many ways they support American farmers and ranchers producing nutritious food. The deadline is July 15th, and the grand prize winner gets a year's worth of Purina dog food and $5,000. Just go to the Farm Bureau website at fb.org. New York Representative Elise Stefanik and other House Republicans introduced legislation that prohibits adversarial countries from acquiring American companies amid global food shortages. Stefanik says food security is national security, and she's proud to stand against foreign adversaries that want to exploit potential vulnerabilities and assert control over America's ag industry. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.